herzlich willkommen zu einem weiteren Special hier bei Country Radio Switzerland. Heute mit ganz speziellem Besuch, einmal nicht von Amerika, sie kommen auch nicht aus Australien, sie kommen nicht von Kanada, sie kommen allerdings von Europa. Die Rede ist hier von Irland. And I say hello David Hope, welcome on Country Radio Switzerland.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Glad to having you here, and welcome also to seinem Cousin, that's Rob Hope. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Great.
Great, thank you.
There is a lot of snow outside, a little bit, man, not that much, but you found a way anyway.
Yes, we got through the snow.
Are we country here?
Yes.
We are.
This is country.
This is country, absolutely.
This is in the country, yeah.
So even if you go with a horse around, nobody looks you in a strange way. So glad to having you here. That's not the first time that you're here in Switzerland. Tell us about you, David. Where are you from and what's you doing?
I'm from a place called Shannon, which is in County Clare, and that's on the west coast of Ireland. I have been playing music as professionally for over 10 years. I think that's scary. 10 years, I'm getting older. And I had the pleasure of meeting Christoph Baumgartner from Basel. He plays under the name Baum, and he came to Ireland on tour, and I did sound for him. I'm not a sound engineer. I blew up some of his equipment, but he forgave me, and we became friends, and he invited me to Switzerland, and I've been coming back ever since 2009 was my first time here, and every Christmas since then, and I can't get enough of the place. It's great.
Okay, know. But have you learned about the Swiss fans? Are they different than in Ireland, maybe?
The Swiss fans, they're great. I love playing in Switzerland. It's a pleasure because people come along and they listen, and they react and enjoy, and it's not work. It's a pleasure.
It's the main difference between the Irish people, because we know that all Americans say they Swiss people, they all listen, they're sitting there. In America, everybody's going.
That's the same in Ireland. Yeah? I think I think the problem is in Ireland and America, people take the music for granted because so many people are musicians and playing music that they go to the pub or to a venue and they go, it's there, it's always there. Whereas I think in Europe and Switzerland and Germany in particular, they listen, they appreciate, and they want to hear the music, and it's great. Mm-hmm. I love it.
And I said it before in the first hour already, but how would you describe your kind of music? You said you have some Americana roots, folk, country in your vein.
Yeah, it's I guess a lot of my musical influences are American. I grew up listening to a lot of American bands, not necessarily from a country background, but I would have listened to Simon and Garfunkel, Bob Dylan, and Tom Petty and Tom Waits, and then started to spread out from there and kind of go to more country music, like, you know, Merle Haggard to Guy Clark to Steve Earle, and really it's Irish music went there and became country music and folk music. Yeah. And, you know, you can see it all through it. You know, I love Irish music and Irish traditional music as well. And it's all the same, just slightly different, you know. And that's what I love about it. And that's what I love about music. I don't speak another language, unfortunately. But being able to play music is like another language because everybody understands it, you know. And I love that about music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now your cousin Rob, he does more like folk music. Come closer to the mic. Tell us.
Yeah, well, back home I play in a band that's more rock-oriented than folk or country. But, like, I love the opportunity of touring with Dave because it means I can strip all the songs that I do down to bare bones, the way they actually are. And it kind of turns out that they are more folk country kind of songs than anyway, you know?
A rock band, kind of, what have we to understand?
They're pop.
Rock pop, I guess you could call it.
Rock pop?
Yeah, well, like, to be honest, well, it's kind of a cool, we do a lot of acoustic kind of ballad songs as well. Like, for example, our first album had a mix of rock and very, very quiet ballads with piano and violins, that kind of thing. So it's a large variety of styles, you know.
Lodge Angels, huh?
Absolutely, yeah,
And now you're on the road with Rob. You said it is the second time, I guess, you are here in Switzerland. I've been here in December.
Yeah, yeah. I was very lucky that Dave invited me to come along with them for Christmas in December, and we played, I don't know how many, 10 shows around Switzerland, northern Switzerland, and it was absolutely fabulous. It was just so nice because I've never been to Switzerland before, so... Like myself and my band had been touring America for the previous 3 to 4 years, so
yeah, I've been. Yeah.
We haven't really done too much in Europe, so it was nice to actually come into mainland Europe.
So the American were waiting for some folks from Ireland to play there, really? Kind of the Rolling Stones did years ago.
Yeah, well, we've played in over 40 states.
Really?
Our tour in 2009, we were there for 6.5 months, and we played, like, I think it was 97 gigs.
Whoa! Yeah,
45,000 miles, so a lot of driving.
Hell, man.
In 6.5 months,
that's great. Awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just got to see pretty much every inch of the country, good and bad.
Ich hoffe, ihr versteht den grössten Teil. Also der Rob, der Cousin von David, der ist mit seiner Rockband in Amerika gewesen, hat etwa 45.000 Kilometer gemacht und praktisch in allen Staaten gespielt, macht aber auch Folkmusik und jetzt freut er sich, da in der Schweiz können zu sein. Er ist das erste Mal mit seinem Cousin David da gewesen im Dezember zu der Christmas Tour in der Schweiz. Ja, und der David, er freut sich auch wieder da zu sein. Er sagt, der grösste Unterschied zwischen den irischen Zuhörern und den Schweizer ist, so wie es die Amerikaner auch immer sagen, die Schweizer hören einfach zu, miteinander ist mehr fest will. Sie nehmen halt das, was die Musik so oft haben, das halt einfach als garantiert. So, we're gonna listen some live tunes, but you brought also your CDs with you from the CD David Hope, A Picture. We are going to listen at number 10 on that train. David Hope und Rob Hope, da bei uns bei Country des Schweiz. Excellent. Listen in and stay tuned. Hands were so cold.
sad face and two eyes just looking back from that train. Oh, from that train. From that train. Oh, from that train.
David Hope aus Irland bei uns im Studio Zürich an dem heutigen Tag. Ein weiterer Special da bei Country Radio Switzerland. A picture. This tune comes from 2007. It's about 5 years ago. This tune is On the Train. What's going on in this song?
On the Train. That was actually a song that I woke up from a dream and wrote it down. And it was all about this weird journey I took on a train, which was going backwards to the beginning. And it was all, as the song lyrics say, that's how it happened in my head. And it was weird. I've never had a song happen like that before or since. You know, sometimes you get an idea or a thought, but that was everything from start to finish how it happened. And I was lucky enough to catch it before it went away. So
would you say you're more a songwriter than a performer, or both maybe equal? What would you say?
Both equal, you know. I think I love playing live. I love interacting with an audience and having that kind of instant connection with people, you know. Mm. But writing songs is a very important part of what I do. I love the challenge of it and trying to keep getting better and keep refining what I do, and you know, hopefully they like them.
Yeah. How do you approach a song? It is first the lyrics, or first the music that comes, or both?
It doesn't happen in one way, unfortunately. Sometimes I have like, you know, sometimes a song is born like On a Train, where it just happens, lyrics and words, and bang, it comes. And then sometimes you have an idea of a melody or a chord sequence, and then you later attach words to that. And a lot of the times for me, it's I don't write a lot of stuff down. I kind of keep it in my head, and it grows, and then someday it kind of goes, I want to come out now, and I start to work on it. And
yeah, thanks God, in this day we have the smartphones, so in every place you are, you can speak on or sing on something, huh?
Absolutely.
So we're going to listen to the first live tune, and which tune do you want to play now?
This is called See the Ghost. This is from an EP which I released 3 years ago now, and it's been re-recorded for my new album, which is going to be coming out later this year.
So see the ghost? What kind of ghost? The Holy Ghost or what?
I don't know. Some people think it's called See the Goat, which is a different song altogether, but you know, not about a goat, but the ghost is the ghost of how things were, I think. That's what it's about.
Okay, let's go.
Turned green, a warning from the wide-eyed moon. Road is gold and tales are tall, and no one knew was coming soon. And I drew a line in the sand, I carried on as I had planned. And when I turned to face myself, in my eyes, I see the ghost. Took me by the hand, took me to places far beyond. The reach your glass and touch your skin, the edge of the world and back again. From desert plain to city street, from riverbed to mountain top, places forgotten by silver dreams, silver wheels that never stop. Stop turning water into wine, these miracle days of easy ways. And the only thing that matters most is broadcast coast to coast. And in my eyes I see the ghost. Foreign land, two new eyes, new legs to stand. Lying right in front of me was the snakeskin of what I used to be. And I drew a line in the sand, I carried on as I had planned. And when I turned to face myself, in my eyes, I see the, in my eyes, I see the, in my eyes, I see the ghost.
Yeah, oh man, fantastic, David. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you. It's great. It's a great song. How old have you been when you started playing the guitar?
16.
16?
Yeah.
Not that early, huh?
No. I was trying to learn the piano when I was younger, but didn't like going to piano lessons and stopped going when I was young. And then when I was in my teenage years, I thought guitar might work. And then I started to play and sing. And
guitar is probably the coolest instrument for the boys anyway.
Yeah? I think so, yeah.
Probably.
That's how you get all the girls.
Allegedly, yeah.
Fantastic. So let's listen another song from CD. This the Daybreak Someplace, and the title I'm going to play is Trying to Remember. What's about that song?
Trying to remember and trying to forget. It's a breakup song, I think, you know, a moving on song.
Go ahead. Because some desperate love.
Yeah,
probably.
Time to move on. I think that's the song. That's what it's about, you know.
Okay, listening.
Exactly.
When a stream leaves a mountain, gathers momentum for its cause. When that river meets the sea, does it remember what it was? I'm standing in the water, the waves are washing on my shoes. And I got nothing in my heart, all I'm singing is the blues. And I'm trying to remember, and you're just trying to forget who I was when I first found you, who I was when we first met. Spent so many years together, growing secretly apart. Though our eyes could fool our heads, they could never fool our hearts. Not saying everything was good, girl, or the things were always bad. Or did we just mess it up? Meet the best of what we had. and I'm trying to remember. And you're just trying to forget who I was when I first found you, who I was when we first met. Teardrops on my shoes, got regrets in my top pocket, but I got nothing left to lose.
David Hope heißt er mal, trying to remember. Ein trauriges Lied. Er muss vorwärts schauen, offensichtlich wegen einer kaputten Liebe, wie er da gesagt hat. So, when I see on my clock, it's mostly time already done. Over. Want to play another live tune?
Yeah, please. Yeah, absolutely.
And the title is?
This one's called Chasing Time.
Chasing Time?
Chasing Time.
That means?
I don't know, again. I always get asked what these songs mean, and I never kind of know. It's a song about... it's like See the Ghost, kind of about getting away from modern life and things like that, I think.
Okay.
I think.
Let's go.
Make up your own mind.
I don't know. We're listening.
Miles from here, nothing's near. Isolation, desolation. Born of steely eyes, hold no truth or lies. Place for getting lost, somewhere to and I'm chasing time on the eastern line, where the waters froze and nobody knows your name. Took a train alone, where a bird and two barbed wire flown, dead feathers fill the air, and my journey started there. For days those tracks led on, through mountain climbs that had seen no dawn, no light for many. Room for dreamers up here, and I'm chasing time. got sent by Cavalier. And what it said remains unclear. Is that a picture of the pearly gates? 'Cause things have changed for those that wait. Things have changed for those that wait. Changed. Things have changed. Miles from here, oh, it's all becoming clear. There's no way back for me, my friend. Is this the edge or the end? And I'm chasing time on the eastern line, where the waters froze, where those mountains rose, where nobody knows your name.
David Hope, live on Country Radio Switzerland. Thank you, David.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Fantastic. So, und er ist auf dieser Tour wie im Dezember schon mit seinem Cousin, mit dem Rob Hope. Und jetzt hören wir etwas vom Rob Hope. Rob, what would you say? What are your role models in music?
Oh, there's so many. So, very, very difficult to say. I suppose there are so many for me because I like such a variety of music. There's no one particular style of music that I really focus on. I just really, really like it if it's good. It doesn't really matter what it is. Mm. But I suppose I would have lots of people like, I love everybody from Nina Simone to Jeff Buckley to Smashing Pumpkins. Okay. Like a wide variety of
very
stuff.
Very large holes, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Like, basically, like I said, if it's good, I like it, you know? I really, it doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
Except hip-hop, I'm still struggling to try.
Yeah, it's still much, not that kind of. So you have, you said before, you have been on a big, really big tour in America a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Now you're the second time here with your cousin.
Yeah, yeah.
David in Switzerland, what would you say about... Well, let me see. About the girls, the Swiss girls, huh?
Swiss girls. Well, my German girlfriend, I don't know, would think too much of me.
You have a German girlfriend?
I know, yes, I do, yeah.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Okay, from which part of Germany?
Franken, part of Bavaria. She's near Aschaffenburg.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah, so you have to drink a lot of beer when you're there, probably?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm put through my paces by the family, you know.
Hard times, huh?
I know, it's awful. I think I'm slowly becoming a legend around the village, though.
Okay, let me do another question. What's about the Swiss fans? Not the girls, the fans.
as in at concerts?
Yeah,
at the concerts. Yeah, it's absolutely incredible how attentive and quiet they remain. It's almost when I came over first, I remember the first in December, David couldn't make the first gig because he was at a wedding, but I played in Di Luigi's in Kreuznidau near Bern, and it actually caught me off guard how quiet the crowd were even between songs. I was almost telling them, please chat between songs.
Are you still here? Are you alive?
Yeah. No, they're fantastic. Give wonderful reception to each song, but it's like it's so different to America or Ireland, where people would be talking during the song, let alone in between them, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it's a fabulous experience just for the sheer fact that you actually know that your songs are being listened to and being listened to attentively. So
yeah.
Good or bad, at least you know they're being listened to. So I really, really like that a lot.
Okay. So you said it before, you're more in the rock, but also some folk music. Yeah. What we are going to listen now live from you?
This is actually on my band's first album, which came out in 2008, but it's a slow ballad that I guess you could say has got all the themes of country, just stormy relationships and getting back together and...
Okay.
Breaking up and all the good stuff.
Let's go, Rob. Live from Country to Switzerland, Rob Hope.
This is called Marks.
Mm-hmm.
you change your ways, I for one will truly be amazed. But what would be gained when all is said and done? One night the dark crowded out the filth in the park. We had the time of our lives until the sun came up. Now the would-be marks that grow from raging hearts grow slowly as time goes on. Take care that I could never truly be satisfied until the weight of the world no longer held my thoughts. Against all the odds, wonderful times are the norm for us, and I must take my own life. Worthwhile lines in this verse I write my one.
Ladies and gentlemen, live at Country Radio Switzerland. Thank you, Rob.
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön. What about your German? Some sentence?
Ich habe ein bisschen Deutsch.
Ein bisschen.
Aber es ist sehr schlecht.
Okay. And David?
Nicht gut. A lot worse than Rob's, which isn't saying much.
Okay. I tell you what, my friend, in 3 Minuten ist es Viertel vor, dann ist es fertig. It's okay for you?
Yeah,
3 minutes. Good. 3 minute time is running out, so we have the last chance to do a short tune. Okay, you both okay. Together with your guitars. Now, when people are coming to see you, to hear you tonight, you are in. Tell me.
Café. Hang on. No, I have my.
Café für dich.
There you go.
Kaffee für dich in Zürich.
Yes.
Hi, Kaffee für dich in Zürich, and tomorrow.
Tomorrow in O'Hanlon's in.
Rinach. Morgen also in Rinach und heute im Kaffee für dich in Zürich. Und wenn man mehr wissen will, dann geht man auf Facebook bei mir, David Hope.
David Hope sings, yeah, that will find my me and there. And Rob is Seneca.
Yes, yeah, facebook.com/Seneca, S-E-N-A-K-A-H.
Seneca, das yeah. Ist am Rob Hope sing oder David Hope sings, huh? You said?
David Hope sings, yeah.
Okay, das ist Facebook. Heute Abend also Kaffee für dich in Zürich, morgen in Rheinach. Mehr könnt ihr dort anschauen. Wir können uns auch schon verabschieden mit dem Titel. Die Zeit ist nämlich da, es ist 2 Minuten vor Viertel vor, also 17 vor. Das wäre die Sendung vom heutigen Tag, an dem Freitag, an dem 20. Januar. I want to say thank you very much for coming over and wishing you all the best for your career, for your life, and for your tour here in Switzerland.
Thanks so for having us. Thank you.
Okay, let's go with the last one. Thanks. Mein Name ist Staffi Pori. Bye bye und tschüss miteinander.
scattered like seeds from a sycamore tree. Will they come back to me? Oh, will they come back to me? Oh, take what you need, take all but your fears. Though it kills me, I believe there's no more for you here. Your Titanic sails at dawn. Oh, oh, it's here that'll sink before long. Oh,
keep in mind where your journey begun.
Very much.